being Monday, it's time again for our regular Farm Diary series where we catch up with dairy farmers in Gippsland, which is in southeastern Victoria. It was a cold and overcast day, been plenty of them around in Victoria, when our reporter Greg Muller dropped in on the Zapula's farm last week. He found Maria making pizza, but maybe not quite the traditional Italian kind.
I'm making a pizza for lunch. My daughter Chris has come up with her son and her husband.
What type of pizza? Oh, you make your own base.
Well, of course I make my own base. It doesn't always turn out the same way. And I'm not going to say it's fantastic, but yes, I make my own base. Most of it is I wing it. There's never a recipe. You just go, oh, yeah, that looks all right. And if it doesn't turn out well this time, next time I just adjust the ingredients. I'm pre-cooking the base so that I don't have to wait as long. And see, I heated the sauce up as well, so we don't have to wait as long. There's no method, you know, there's nothing ever set in concrete around here. I know some, you know, the older style, traditional Italian women, everything's got to be done perfectly to the same recipe, the same, and yet they don't share a thing. You ask them, you know, and they go, oh, no, I couldn't tell you. So, no, they're not very sharing. So mine is it's never the same, so don't bother.
Nothing to share.
There's nothing to share. Just keep making it until you think you got it right.
So what's been happening up at Nearham?
It's been cold, it's been wet, and it's been continuously raining. And that's about it. We're lucky we've got a lot of rises on our place, because a lot of people are out in the flats and it's wet, it's cold. The cows have had enough. We've had enough.
You need to get yourself a new pair of Ugg boots.
I know. These are my work, inside work gum Ugg boots. Ugg boots, yes. With room for the toes to move.
Move out.
Move out, yes.
I just couldn't help but notice a fair bit of more traffic on the road coming up here today. It's ski season, isn't it?
Ski season, yes, there's snow on the mountain. See, you can't see it from here anymore. Well, the cypress trees have grown on the next door neighbour's property. But I think you might still be able to see the peak. Of course, today it's all clouded.
Do you get up there? Do you ski?
Oh, I don't like snow. It's too damn cold. And it's messy. And I never learnt to ski. And I go, well, you know, you can only have so much of wandering around, throwing snowballs and, you know, doing all that sort of stuff. And then you just go, come on, let's go inside and have a coffee. And it stays there all day. I'll just watch from the window. No, it's not my thing, skiing.
Is it good for the town?
No. Oh, look, anything's good for the town because we're on a main tourist route. And there's only one shop, you know, the general store and the depot, the antique store. And it's a beautiful area. And, of course, Andrew's got the last stop for petrol before you get to Mount Baubel. And he keeps, you know, hot food and everything there for them. And it's a beautiful stop.
So, Maria, when was the last time you were up on the mountain in the snow? You live so close to it.
Before Vince and I were married, we went up there.
So you haven't been up to Baubel?
No. Not for the snow. No. Not while there's snow up there. Not only that, I don't like heights, you know that. I've told you that before. And the old road, the road way it used to be, yeah, was scary. And I hated going up there because it was a tiny, skinny little road and it seemed to take forever. And then, blow me down, I got married and I'm halfway already there. But anyway, the day that we went, we just had on our normal shoes and a couple of woolly jumpers, and we went up there and froze to death. Our shoes were all wet and our gloves got soggy. And there was no such thing back then as, oh, look, you can spend all day in the coffee shop. I want you to go outside and ski. So by the time we got home, we were wringing wet, freezing cold, and I sort of, a bit like Luna Park, I'll never go there again.
What have you got against Luna Park?
Oh, no, that was a terrorise. That terrorised me. To the point where I was put off anything that even remotely looked like a roller coaster, even something on four wheels. I'll never forget that ride as long as I live, and I never went back there again, and that's where I put Mount Baubel. But I love looking at it outside my kitchen window before the cypresses got too big.
You could see it.
I look at the mountain and I see the snow and I go, isn't that beautiful? I'm glad it's up there and I'm here. But every now and then the snow does come here, and the kids used to have a ball. And then all the ones from Melbourne that know that we live up here, they all come. Oh, look, you've got snow. We just thought we'd call in. You know, so the soup and the sandwiches all of a sudden have to be made, and kids chopping in and out of your house. And mud everywhere and then screams because their little fingers have all got frostbitten. What about the olives? Do you reckon I should have put olives in there?
Yes.
Oh, all right. Yeah.
Maria Zappullo speaking there from her kitchen in Gippsland in Victoria with Greg Muller. Now, Greg tells us that the pizzas were great, but no, he did not get the recipe.